asked me to rank which cloud provider is the best developer experience, I'd be hard pressed to choose a platform that isn't Google Cloud. Their developer experience is unparalleled in the early stages of building something great. That translates directly into velocity. Try it yourself with the Google for Startups Cloud program over at cloud.google.com/startup. It'll give you up to $100,000 a year for each of the first 2 years in Google Cloud credits for companies that range from bootstrapped all the way on up to Series A. Go build something and then tell me about it. My thanks to Google Cloud for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. The AWS purity test that recently dropped greatly amuses me, though I suspect it's guerrilla marketing for a vendor who's mentioned within the test. But no matter, if your score on it is lower than mine of 23, please reach out so I can host you on my other podcast, Screaming in the Cloud. I'd like to talk to you about a lot of things. Know what happened last week in AWS? Amazon Detective added VPC flow log visualizations for Amazon EKS workloads. This is great, except for the part where visualizing network traffic is also very much more than a security problem. This needs to be part of flow logs itself, not a downstream security service. AWS Elemental Media Live adds timecode burn-in. Meanwhile, with layoffs, and oof, if you're impacted, please let me know if I can help, combined with Forte season wrapping up, AWS is also adding to employee burnout. I'm feeling the winter doldrums myself as well. It always gets better in another month or so, friends. AWS Pricing Calculator now supports optimized pricing estimation for EC2 dedicated hosts. I wish that the pricing calculator's ergonomics worked out better for much more rapid estimation of generally sized workloads. Right now, it's clearly heavily biasing for correctness over speed, when the overwhelming majority of the time, people are trying to get a ballpark order of magnitude around what a theoretical workload would cost. Announcing porting advisor for Graviton. I'm somewhat skeptical of this thing's utility since all of its supported languages are 95% of the time trivial to port to ARM, but okay. I'm more skeptical of the decision to not include a packaged release, opting instead to have users jump through a bunch of Python commands and build scripts themselves. Now open, AWS Asia Pacific Melbourne region in Australia. AP Southeast 4 has arrived to once again destroy several of your management bash scripts that weren't expecting a fourth region in that geo. Amazon OpenSearch Serverless is now generally available. If your version of serverless includes scales down to the low, low price of $700 per month per instance at minimum, then you're going to love this thing. The rest of us kind of expect better from the wizards of AWS. AWS Lambda, resilience under the hood. This post really describes AWS's operational excellence at its best. Lambda is deceptively simple. I know, bear with me here. Compared to the incredible depths of engineering complexity that it abstracts away. That, in turn, is what AWS needs to next level on to abstract many of their public services away in favor of providing a delightful experience to the next generation of builders.
Full text search is hard. Consider TypeSense. Imagine if Algolia were open source, or OpenSearch if it didn't suck. I assure you I was skeptical as well, but I have poked around, and it actually does what it says on the tin. With a free-as-in-puppy open source model, as well as a disturbingly low-cost cloud-hosted model that uses the exact same open source binaries that you can run yourself, this is something that I've wanted to exist for a while and can now happily report that it does. Go check it out for yourself at typesense.org, or alternately, give up on having a working search entirely and go back to your day job on the Google Docs team. As one added bonus, they're entirely self-funded. There are no VCs involved because their founders apparently don't want to talk to people whose most interesting character trait is writing checks from someone else's bank account. That's typesense.org. My thanks to them for sponsoring this podcast.
VPC routing enhancements and GWLB deployment patterns. This explains a lot to me about the murky GWLB offering. I feel like I understand it better now. But that said, I still need further convincing that it's not simply a way to get a bunch of box vendors to now have a way to drop their data center era appliances into your AWS environment and not change to become more cloudy. And lastly, introducing AWS Lambda Runtime Management Controls. Let me yes and this one. I like the granularity and the control very much. But that said, I would love an option to automatically update the Lambda runtime from, say, Python 3.8 to 3.9. Yes, there may be breaking changes, but I'd prefer to find and fix those as opposed to my current problem of I have over 200 Lambda functions scattered throughout my accounts, and I forget where I stuffed most of the CDK, serverless framework, CloudFormation, Terraform, and ClickUp stacks that created some of them. And that's what happened last week in AWS. Make good choices and stay salty, friends.
This has been a Humble Pod production. Stay humble.